Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about living a fulfilling life and what that means. I was just speaking to someone who I haven't spoken to in a long time. It's Easter Sunday as I am recording this. And we're talking about what makes life fulfilling. Well, we weren't actually talking about that, but that was what I got out of the conversation as such. And one of the things that she said to me, asked me how it is that I'm enjoying California, having moved out here about 3 years ago. She had said that she really admired the fact that I take risk and I try new things, like all the time. And moving out here was one of those things. So I told her the differences that I see between the East Coast and the West Coast. Definitely there's differences in the personalities of the people out here. It is a lot harder to get to know people. In fact, I was in a meeting on Wednesday when there was a person who moved out here about a year ago, and she said she was having a really hard time making friends. And I had told her, as I introduced myself to the group, that it took me about 2 years to find my two communities out here where I have people who I consider true friends, because people have a lot of defenses up. Whereas out east, people might seem a little harsher, but when they get to know you, and they do make the effort to get to know you easier than out here, you can have a friend for life. But that's not really the point of this particular podcast. The point is that there's so many times when people, even when they're really accomplished a lot, and this woman I was talking to, she's done so much in terms of corporate America. She's risen to the top and she's traveled all over the world in her job. And she's had many, many thousands of people working under her. And she's achieved a lot in that way, as well as materially. And I'm kind of at the other opposite extreme, where I'm totally not of corporate material at all. And yet I've traveled all over doing some really cool things. And I've always been willing to take opportunities, even if they felt scary, like the first time I went to Africa to work with my client who I had met about 3 days before I was invited by his parents to go over there and work with the family and help him with this issue. The night before that flight, I was really wondering what I got myself into. And then I realized, you know what? This could be a really cool experience. And I wanted to bring my work over there. That was like really important to me. It was a dream fulfilled. I wanted to write books, and I have. Something that a dyslexic kid isn't normally going to do in their lives. I wanted to go to Israel, and I was able to make that happen for an extended period. I thought I would be going for 2 weeks, and I was gifted it was about 2.5 months. I was over there. I wanted to kind of fall off the world for a while and just have time to myself, and I was able to do that. Most of the people in my life had no idea where I was, and that was perfect. And that's the thing. I want you to ask yourself, what are those things that are so important to you? The things that you keep saying you want to do with your life, the things that you want to learn, the people that you want to learn from, the places you want to go for whatever your reasons are. What are those things? And are you allowing yourself to do it? Because what I know is that there's too many people who struggle to do what they're supposed to do every day. They might feel some fulfillment by going to their church, temple, whatever. But in the end, they haven't lived. They haven't lived a life that feels filled. They haven't lived a life where they've done those things that they said were so important to them. They dream, but they don't make their dreams come true. And I'm going to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. It makes it a lot easier to get through those challenging, hard, difficult times when you know you've done extraordinary things with the time you've had here on this planet. Because you made a decision to make it happen. So what is it going to take for you to make a decision to make it happen? I mean, for me, it's easy. It's just an opportunity of being invited to go do something or getting something in my head that I want to do and finding the way to make it happen. And the two questions you have to ask yourself are, well, maybe the three questions you need to ask yourself. What do I want to do? How do I make it happen? And who do I know who can help me make it happen? The other way to make things happen is to keep them kind of in front of yourself. To keep that knowledge in your head that you're going to go make this thing be a reality in your life. And you may not know how you're going to make it happen, but the way is found for you. I knew for years I wanted to go over to Africa and bring my work there. I had a friend who had been there and brought her specialization to people in Africa through a few different organizations that she knew of. And she always spoke of how fulfilling that was. These people who had nothing gave what they had. True enough, there was one day when I was with my client, his brother, and his father, and we had gone up to Miro, where he had come from, he and his wife. And this is where the farmers were that he helped as an agricultural engineer. And we had a really nice meal with the group of farmers, and then later we went to meet up with some relatives, and we had a very similar meal over at their house. We basically had two lunches in one day, because this is the way Africans are. And it was really beautiful. To see how people give what they have to their visitors. Even visitors who they know have more than they. You're just all on equal ground when you're there. It was wonderful. And these sorts of experiences, they teach us so much about ourselves. I mean, writing my first book, that was kind of hard because I'd never done it before, and I had to figure out a template to use in order to write it. And I was able to get the thing written pretty quickly because it was about my life stories. And then the second book that I wrote was about sex addiction, so I had to figure out how to go about putting the chapters together so that it makes sense based on the content that I wanted to put into it. That book's called Do I Have a Sex Addiction? Now What? And then when I did the other book, Do I Have a Eating Disorder? Now What? I just copied the template from the one on sex addiction. See, it got a little easier. But my point is this. If you have dreams, you have aspirations, you have places you want to go, make sure you make that happen for yourself. Because there are people who will help you. There are people who need and want you to help them. And It really does help you to grow yourself by doing these things. It creates a life of a great tapestry of experiences so that you know that should for some reason your life get cut short, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't, because you spent your time and your energy creating experiences that were valuable to you and to those you touched. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.